Women Plead with Ivy Leaguers to Reject Transgenderism. By Neil Monroe on December 13, 2021. Ivy League students should stand up for truth, and for their own self-respect, by publicly rejecting the transgender hoax, say advocates who are defending women from the revolutionary gender ideology. We are, each day, force-fed falsehoods we are all expected to take seriously, on pain of forfeiting esteem and professional opportunity. Author Abigail Schreer told privileged students in a December 8 audience at Princeton University. Show some self-respect and reclaim your freedom, continued Schreer, who noted that she graduated from Columbia, Oxford, and Yale. The point of all of that privilege, and yes, I think that was a kind of privilege, was to be able to write and think as others lack the will to do. The public movement to protect women's sports is now being led by ordinary Americans, not by Ivy Leaguers, said Beth Stelzer, the amateur powerlifter from Minnesota who founded Save Women's Sports. She told Breitbart News December 10. Courage and bravery is everything right now. Growth comes when you step out of your comfort zone, and everything I have done with Save Women's Sports has stemmed from being brave. I'm just an average person. This is so far out of my comfort zone, but look at how far I have taken it. If the average person just has the bravery to speak up, we wouldn't be in this situation. If we don't step up and start risking our careers, future generations won't have any opportunities to have sports careers, they will be pushed out, she added. The focus on Ivy Leaguers comes as a male swimmer is dominating the women swimmers in the Ivy League. Pennsylvania University swimmer Leah Thomas swam in the men's leagues in 2018 and 2019 because he is male. But college administrators and the National Collegiate Athletic Association are allowing Thomas to swim as a woman this year, and to humiliate the Ivy League's women's swimmers. A source described Penn, women, swimmers on the Akron pool deck as upset and crying, knowing they were going to be demolished by Thomas, Outkick.com reported December 10. They feel so discouraged because no matter how much work they put in it, they're going to lose. Usually, they can get behind the blocks and know they out-trained all their competitors and they're going to win and give it all they've got, the source said. Now they're having to go behind the blocks knowing no matter what, they do not have the chance to win. I think that it's really getting to everyone. Thomas is being allowed to swim as a woman because gender ideology declares that each person's feeling about their own gender overrides what everyone else recognizes as the reality of that person's male or female body. I think secretly everyone just knows it's the wrong thing to do. One female Penn swimmer told Outkick.com December 9. When the whole team is together, we have to be like, oh my gosh, go Leah, that's great, you're amazing, it's very fake. The source in the December 10 article explained the careerist reasons for why the Ivy League women are accepting their humiliation. There are a bunch of comments on the internet about how, oh, these girls are just letting this happen. They should just boycott or protest. At the end of the day, it's an individual sport. If we protest it, we're only hurting ourselves because we're going to miss out on all that we've been working for. Thomas' female teammate said, but she added that something needs to be done to protect biological women who've fought for an equal playing field in collegiate athletics. Thomas now holds multiple U.S. records in women's swimming, erasing the hard work of so many of our best female athletes, and making a mockery of the rights women fought for generations to achieve, Schreer said in her December 8 speech. She continued. Where's the outrage? Imagine, for a second, what it must be like to be a female swimmer at Princeton. Knowing you must pretend that this is fair, that the NCAA competition is anything other than a joke. Imagine being told to bite your tongue as men lecture you that you just need to swim harder. Be grateful for your silver medals, ladies, and maybe work harder next time, is the message. Imagine what that level of repression does to warp the soul. Now, imagine, instead, the women's swimmers had all walked out. Imagine they had stood together and said, we will meet any competitor head on. But we will not grant this travesty the honor of our participation. We did not spend our childhood setting our alarm clocks for 4 a.m. every morning, training for hours before and after school, to lend our good names to this fixed fight. I know why students keep their heads down. They are hoping for that Goldman Sachs or New York Times internship, which they don't want to put in jeopardy. Well, any institution that takes our brightest, most capable young people, Princeton graduates. and tells you can only work here if you think like we tell you to and keep your mouth shut. That isn't really Goldman Sachs and it isn't the paper of record. It's the husk of a once great institution, and it's not worth grasping for. Talk to alums at these institutions, they sound like those living under communist regimes. That's the America that awaits you if you will not speak up. The Ivy League education has high status because it is supposed to help the graduates lead Americans through problems, said Schreier. But the college graduates have been indoctrinated into being nice, said Stelzer, as she urged more people to break the silence imposed by transgender activists and their elite allies. Stelzer cited the example of a brave child in Hans Christian Andersen's 1937 story titled The Emperor's New Clothes. It comes to the point that the emperor has such an ego and has created such a toxic environment that everyone is afraid to tell him how it is, until it comes to one day that he supposedly has these special clothes made for them. And really, he's naked and no one has the nerve to tell him. He's naked, until he's dancing down the parade route. It's a child who ends up pointing it out that the emperor has no clothes on. And then suddenly everyone starts to laugh and it's out in the open. This, gender, ideology has created a toxic environment. But it is time for everyone to find the courage to step up, Stelzer said. Elsewhere, companies are presenting men in short skirts as examples of how women prefer to appear.